Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Our loving, merciful God, we again repeat our appreciative thanksgiving for all that you are to us and for us. The Apostle Paul, known as the Apostle to the Gentiles, formed many churches throughout the Middle East during his lifetime, always instructing them in what you would expect of them. In this vein, he wrote to the Christians in Philippi, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." A pundit once wrote, "Dear God, that the art of thanksgiving is really thanks living, or gratitude in action." In this day of tribal warming, how can we thank you for the beauty of all around us while we persist in destroying it? We understand happiness, dear Lord, when we strive to make others happy. And the old hymn by Henry Ware, called "Happy the Home When God Is There," he closed it thus: "Lord, let us in our home agree this blessed peace to gain. Unite our hearts in love to thee, and love to all will reign." This reader, God, was once asked during a church service to bless the cut flowers that rested on the communion table. While I prayed that these wilting flowers would provide a moment of delight while observed, I felt a sense of sadness that their real lasting beauty had been curtailed to satisfy that brief moment of pleasure. Help us, our God, in Jesus' name, to so live that our thanksgiving always leads to thanks living. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning is bright and the lamb is the light, and the night is fair as the day. In the valley. where the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame and the lion shall lie down, down with the lamb. From the wild will be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace.
Bedside. I've asked his forgiveness as I knelt to him, and if I could repay, I'd be only too willing, for he died on the cross just to save us from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and it holds me steadfast to his way and his love. It's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. That distant shore, many friends have gone for me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be guided by Jesus. He'll carry me over though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and it holds me steadfast to his way and his love. It's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. Light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and it holds me steadfast to his way and his love. It's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
the woman at the well I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. So fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving all the pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I have found in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me sinner friend, he took your place. His hand is gently knocking on your door. Outside, He's pleading to come in. His heart is breaking as He waits for you to wash you free from every sin. Someday He's coming back to claim His own. We'll fly to heaven's open door. A crown of life He gives on that great day. With Him we'll live forevermore. His hand is gently knocking on your door. Outside, He's pleading to come in. His heart is breaking as He waits for you to wash you free from every sin. His heart is breaking as He waits for you to wash from every sin.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. And now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands. There's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. And now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands. Wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your. My soul's in your hands.
Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Our God above, we in the churches still sing songs written long ago, but still helpful. The hymn now, thanks we be all God to God, excuse me, now thanks we all are God, was written in Germany by Martin Rinkert in the 17th century, and then translated into English in the 19th century, yet its message is timeless and still enjoyed. The last verse is fitting, particularly during this time of year. All praise and thanks to God, who reigns in highest heaven, the Father and the Son and Spirit now be given, the one eternal God, whom heaven and earth adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. As we enjoy the music of this half hour, may it transform into a daily spirit that brightens the coming weeks. As a Roselle Montgomery once wrote, I would be always in the thick of life, threading its mazes, sharing its strife, yet somehow singing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my ever longing, keeps me singing as I go. We sing your praises always, our Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.